It's 6 minutes past five, GMT. Welcome to Weekend from the BBC World Service with me, Julia Morica. So after months of mixed messages, threats being issued and threats being withdrawn, France's finance minister has predicted that a trade war between the United States and her allies will likely begin in earnest in just days. This after G7 finance ministers met in Canada on Saturday, with US allies sending a unified message to the Trump administration in Washington. They insist that the newly imposed tariffs the United States has placed on Canadian, Mexican, and European steel and aluminium imports are tantamount to protectionism. The Canadian Finance Minister Bill Morneau has been hosting the meeting and told reporters that he had some pointed words for his US counterpart, Steve Mnuchin.
What did we ask a Treasury Secretary to do? We said that we were collectively hoping that he would bring the message back, the message of regret and disappointment at the American actions and concern that they are not constructive. And my sense is that he's going to take that message back to Washington.
Well, for his part, the US Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told his fellow finance ministers that he'd pass on their concerns to the White House. But he also insisted the United States isn't becoming more isolationist.
I don't think in any way the U.S. is abandoning its leadership in the global economy. Quite the contrary. I think that, we've had a massive effort in tax reform in the United States, which has had an incredible impact on the U.S. economy. You see this in the jobs numbers. You see this in consumer confidence. So I think our leadership on the economy, which is one of President Trump's major objectives, that and national security, is not only good for the United States, but is good for growth around the world.
So which side is right? David R. Henderson is an economist and research fellow with Stanford University's Hoover Institution. I asked him whether France's finance minister is correct when he says that a trade war will likely begin in just days.
If they're saying it, that's probably true because they have a lot of say about that. I mean, the way you have a trade war is not just by one country imposing tariffs, as Donald Trump has done, but by other countries responding just as stupidly and imposing their own tariffs.
Why stupidly?
Because both sides gain from trade. What Donald Trump does hurts two main groups, foreign producers and U.S. consumers. What those other governments are threatening to do is hurt their own consumers and our producers. Every time you impose taxes on trade or restrictions on trade, you reduce trade. You make both sides worse off. If I go to the supermarket and I don't buy anything, even though I plan to because I'm upset at the supermarket, I'm worse off and the supermarket is worse off. Now, the great thing about that example is I get to choose. The problem with tariffs that Donald Trump is talking about imposing is we don't get to choose. He chooses for us. He taxes our trade and therefore hurts us as consumers and hurting foreign producers.
But if one side imposes tariffs, what's the other side supposed to do?
What's it supposed to do is not. In other words,
Even though that will be seen as political pressure to prevent the first measure being introduced initially.
Right. And so it is true, and Donald Trump has made this argument, that if you impose tariffs as a way of threatening to get other people to drop their tariffs, it could work, and then both sides are better off. But in fact, what is likely to happen, and that's what the French minister is saying, is that they're going to impose tariffs too. Let me give you an analogy that a famous British economist named Joan Robinson gave. She said, let's say that your trading partner puts boulders in his harbor to make it harder to ship goods to there. Should you put boulders in your harbor, making it harder to ship goods here? And the answer is clearly no. Tariffs are like boulders.
Can I talk figures with you? Because when Donald
Sure.
Trump tweets, as he has, when you're almost $800 billion a year down on trade, you can't lose a trade war, he says. The US has been ripped off by other countries for years on trade. Is he not right to point to those figures?
He's right about the figures, but it's not a measure of ripoff. It's a measure of other ways trade happens. So in a given year, let's say, we in America buy $800 billion more of imports than other countries buy from us. What happens? Well, those other people in those other countries take that $800 billion and they either hold it as cash, which would be wonderful because we can print a $100 bill for 30 cents. I will take that deal any day. More likely, they take that money and they buy shares in the United States, they buy bonds in the United States, or they even engage in foreign investment in the United States. So one of the weird ironies is Donald Trump congratulates people in other countries for investing here. Well, that's the counterpart of a merchandise trade deficit.
What about the internal politics of this? I mentioned briefly the wider politics, but within Republican circles, how does this look to you?
It's grim. Okay, Republicans traditionally have been the party of protectionism. They were the party of protectionism under Lincoln and all through the 19th century and early 20th century. But under Eisenhower, after World War II, they switched. The Democrats became more the protectionist party, and the Republicans became the more free trade party. So under Nixon, to some extent, definitely under Reagan, although he talked a better game than he acted, under Bush and the other Bush, and now there's a switch back to their roots, unfortunately, and the Republican roots were bad.
And the retaliation that's being mooted by the EU, by Canada and Mexico, how much damage could that do you argue?
Well, if it's just Canada and Mexico, of course, it'll do more damage to those economies than to the United States, because trade is a much bigger portion of their economy than for the U.S. But it will hurt us, too. Yes.
The thoughts of Emeritus Professor David R. Henderson, an economist and research fellow based at Stanford University's Hoover Institution in California.